I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Russia has been a factor in the U.S. election campaign.
They're our next-door neighbors, and you can actually see Russia from land here in Alaska.
Aside from Governor Sarah Palin's observation, the recent war between Russia and the former Soviet Republic of Georgia got the candidates' attention. In fact, Russia and leader Vladimir Putin figured prominently in the presidential debate last Friday.
You don't deal with Russia based on staring into his eyes and seeing his soul. You deal with Russia based on what are the national security interests of the United States of America, and we have to recognize that the way they've been behaving lately demands a sharp response from the international community and our allies.
2 minutes on Russia, Senator McCain.
Well, I was interested in Senator Obama's reaction to the Russian aggression against Georgia. His first statement was, both sides ought to show restraint. Again, a little bit of naivete there. He doesn't understand that Russia committed serious aggression against Georgia. And Russia has now become a nation fueled by petrodollars that is basically a KGB apparatchik run government. I looked into Mr. Putin's eyes and I saw three letters, a K, a G, and a B.
And, of course, Senator John McCain, just previous to that, Senator Barack Obama speaking at last week's presidential debate. Mikhail Kuryachev is a business and political consultant who has, in his time, been advisor to President Boris Yeltsin of Russia and Russian parliamentary committees as well. He's taught at Harvard and acted as chairman of the Russian Chamber of Commerce. He's now in Moscow. So, as you might have heard, Russia has been surfacing quite a bit through this American presidential election, Mr. Kuryachev, and it's generally been in a negative light. We're curious as to whether this has been noticed in Russia itself.
Surely. This is something that caught a lot of attention here, and many people believe that those harsh statements which were made by both candidates are an inevitable part of the election campaign, and many people believe and hope that when and if any of them would be elected, the tone of their statement might be adequately adjusted. And that's important because whatever the political environment could be, the business dialogue is continuing. And there is too much invested from both sides in business interest that it probably would affect heavily the final decisions of both candidates on what they will be doing with this country.
By the way, if there have been polls that look at the Russian point of view on this American election, if Russians had a vote, you can even speak personally if you want about your own interests. Who do Russians prefer to see next in the White House?
I'm not aware of any polls conducted on Russian preferences. If you would look at the positions of both candidates towards Russia, the positions are pretty much close to each other. So I'm not expecting that there would be a huge majority of Russians tending towards one or another. And right now, I would say that the chances of both candidates by Russian people probably are estimated at 50-50.
Well, you are a businessman and a business consultant. How confident do you believe that the Russian business community is in the political leadership of Vladimir Putin and Dmitry Medvedev and their ability to manage relations with Washington?
Well, as any business community, they are enjoying life and have confidence in the political leadership if things are going well. Until recently, as you know, the Russian economy was developing extremely successfully. Financial crisis started changing attitude. Business community is pretty nervous here, and respectively, their attitudes toward the leadership might be changing.
All right. Thank you very much for speaking with us. Mikhail Kuryachev, who's a business leader in Moscow and a former political advisor. In fact, he was advisor to former President Boris Yeltsin of Russia. Thanks very much, Mr. Kuryachev.
Thank you very much.